There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Fun. 985 The Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. All right, Rich, what do we have here?
So there are, if you've ever been out to Vegas before, you can, in any given weekend, just take a look and see the strange amount of conventions that there are. I mean, there's a convention for everything. There's a convention for the National World Clown Association. There's a convention for that. There's a convention for people who are obsessed with shows from the 90s like The X-Files. There are paper doll conventions, which is also, which sounds like a nightmare. People who like to dress as mermaids. This is one that, if I saw this, that my hotel was having this, I might have to just drop in and take a look, see what's going on. This is a video that I don't know how I came across. Once again, it's one of the wormholes I went down. But it is from, it looks like right around 1990 or 1989. And this is called the Elimination Bowel Care Seminar.
Okay. I heard bowel.
Yep.
Okay, the Elimination Bowel Care Seminar. All right.
This is real, and at the front of the stage, which has many plants behind it to make
many,
it
many
classy,
plants.
Many, many plants. There's
ferns.
A gentleman who has somewhat of a, he's like a business business skullet. He's got a suit on, but he's got the bald head with the kind of long shaggy hair in the back.
Yeah, because it makes you think of Release. His hair is releasing away from his head.
And there are many serious-looking people in the crowd, shaking their heads, nodding. And let's take a listen from this gentleman at the Elimination Bowel Care Seminar.
Okay, the bowel. So I'm going to tell you a little bit of my bowel history.
Ooh, all right. I didn't know we were in for Mr. Ulysses S. Grant. All right.
I think that's originally how the how like the Constitution was written, with that line. And then they actually erased it.
Well, this is just Ken Burns' Civil War. This is how it started. You sit down and he goes, before we get to the war.
So I'm going to tell you a little bit of my bowel history.
And then you go, oh, okay. All right. In order to understand this documentary, you're going to have to know a little bit about how I take dumps.
That's the moment in the speech where you lean forward.
Yeah. And you go, ooh, indeed. I thought we were going to get a tale of the Old West, but instead we're going to get a story about this guy's dump history. Let's go. All right.
So I'm going to tell you a little bit of my bowel history. Every Sunday, my dad used to go in the bathroom to have his bowel movement. Sometimes I'd hear a little...
How many of us... I mean, that's a Norman Rockwell painting, and so I call BS on this. Everyone knows Dad Taking a Crap, the famous Norman Rockwell painting. It's in every doctor's office. And it's a father struggling with a newspaper in one hand and a fist in the air in the other. Saying, damn you, bowels! Can you imagine every Sunday, his father, just Sundays, every Sunday, his father would go, well, son, it's that time of week again. Time for me to make my bowel movement. Can you imagine that guy, like, rehearsing this for his friends? Like, what do you think is the best straining sound? Do I go? This guy's going to pop a hemorrhoid. He's got to be careful. You don't
You're worried about your father if that's the sound they're making.
Well, you don't want an anal fissure. That's for sure.
Yeah.
And also, you would want to question about the size of your home. You have too many people living in it. If you can hear that, son, turn up the television. Dad's making a bowel movement.
That's never going to not be funny to me.
No.
Ever.
No.
You can play this 5 years from now. I'm still going to laugh at it. I mean, that is incredible.
And, like, and now I'm from... in front of like people in suits, and they're all nodding their head. Yes. Yes. Taking notes.
And I would hear my father say, and now may I introduce to you to make the noise from Police Academy, Michael Winslow. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Winslow.
Every Sunday, my dad used to go in the bathroom to have his bowel movement. Sometimes I'd hear a little... And I'd go in for my bowel movement. And I would go in, and it was like a green cloud, you know, a toxic waste dump in there. I remember sometimes it wouldn't come out. And when it did, it was kind of like... Once I pooped in my pants in school, and I just left it in all day. And that to me...
This guy has got a lot going on.
Wow. He just kind of jumped from one story right to the disturbing next story.
Yeah, and like the story's got a lot of holes in it, in that, like, why would you just go in the bathroom right after your dad? Like, what's wrong with you? This guy sounds like a bit of a feek-o-philiac, if you ask me. Like, your dad goes to the bathroom and then you just, like, traipse it in there right after him? What do you think it's going to smell like, stupid? Wait, the bathroom smelled bad after your dad was in there grunting and groaning the whole time?
Crap.
Yeah. NPR. Time is 8:51. Your tax dollars at work.
And that to me was pooping. I had a young lady come to me. She said a bowel movement came out of him.
And we got married. And the rest is history.
By the way, somebody said that sounds like Tony Romo.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
It's Tony. That sounds exactly like Tony Romo, seeing if it's a first down.
Somebody get that Romo clip for me. Mike, if you can find that, we have to compare the two. That's exactly what it sounds like.
Yeah, it's him saying if someone got a first down or if the ball came loose. That kind of sounds like you, Rich.
A little bit, doesn't it?
All right, here we go.
Once I pooped in my pants.
Okay, stop. He just made a sound. He made like a nice little extra sound effect there.
Once I pooped in my pants in school, and I just left it in all day. And that, to me, was pooping. I had a young lady come to me. She said a bowel movement came out of him as long as from her fingertips to her elbow, as big around as her forearm.
Well, I mean, all right, Braggy.
I mean,
and that woman was Jacqueline Kennedy. That woman was the Queen of England.
So, you know, that was my husband's bowel movements on the size of my arm. She said, I remember once the king said, would you come in, dear lady, and take a look at what I've created?
We need to make a rap beat with that.
No.
It sounds like, Supersonic. The beginning of Supersonic. Was that J.J. Fadd?
Oh, I think that was J.J. Fadd. Good call.
Somebody get me Supersonic. Dan, can you get that ready to go? I'll do my own mixing.
Keep going, Fred. That was pretty good.
I got a dry mouth.
As long as from her fingertips to her elbow, as big around as her forearm. She said that once it was in the toilet, they couldn't flush it down. Her husband had to get a shovel out of the garage and chop it up. I love bowel stories. Want to hear about some worms?
Worms. What a freak show.
What a hear some, oh, God. What do I want to hear about worms?
I love bowels.
I love bowel stories. Want to hear about some worms?
All right.
Okay, the bowel. So I'm going to tell you a little bit of my bowel history. Once I pooped in my pants in school, and I just left it in all day. And it was like a green cloud. I love bowel stories. I remember sometimes it wouldn't come out. My bowel movement. My bowel movement. And you hear about some worms? Yeah. They couldn't flush it down. Her husband had to get a shovel out of the garage and chop it up. Chop it up. Chop it up. And that to me was pooping.
What is going on?
Mike Lockhart for the win.
Jesus. All right.
The head is for Fatima.
And the D is for
Dania.
Behind the turntables, we have Lady
Anna.
Mixing and scratching, she's a show enough jammer.
Now, it's a little something about nosy people.
It's not real.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
This is the home of the Bruins, the Celtics, and these guys. Toucher and Rich on Boston's home for sports. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub, no!
It's the Bagful Boys.
Does that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Oven.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash, this chance. Oh!
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. The Bankroll Boys are brought to you by DraftKings. DraftKings has a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs this week. Download DraftKings now. Use code SportsHub during sign-up and start feeling the sweat like never before. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. In studio today, we got the boys, Dan Lifshatz, Joe Murray, and Joe, last night there was a special Inside the Ropes. You,
yes.
Sarge, a man by the name of Jay Stu, just reliving some old times on the old wrestling.
This was my own idea. So you guys might remember the 92 Rumble. I don't know. Ric Flair came over from WCW to WWF.
Who doesn't remember that?
And won and became the Undisputed Champion. And he had this great line at the end, without a tear in my eye, this is the greatest moment in history. I watched that, then I watched 93, 94, 95. So, and then last night, wrestling was on, and after the event, I go, hey, does anybody want to do a watch-along for the 2003 in Boston? And at one point, I think we had like 150 people watching, so it was cool.
Yeah, no, was Jay Stu vocal, or was he playing the wall? Like
he was great.
Does.
It was kind of like... It was kind of like
Did
I was
remember
John
everything.
Here's where he
yes.
goes for the arm bar.
Yeah.
2-3 and release.
I felt like I was John Wallach on a Celtics call, and he was like the Max, you know, like giving like, you know,
okay,
this is what I think is going on. And then all of a sudden Sarge popped in, and he became
welcome.
The third man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll do it too. No one asked me.
He was at the event back in 2003 and had the chair from the event.
Yeah, I have the chair. I smell it all the time. Yeah.
What do you do with it? He had the chair.
What
do you do with that chair when it's not being used to hit someone over the head?
When you get good seats, you get to keep the chair. It's part of the package.
Yeah, there's nothing like seeing the guys with all their belts trying to wrestle a chair out of the arena at the end of a night. I've had to broadcast from those before.
Seriously?
I have one of those. It was the very first wrestling match that was done. It was a WCW one. And it was like, you get to keep the chair. And like, I had that thing sitting in my living room off to the corner next to the dining room. I don't know why. I had no place to put the stupid thing. It was just, hey, if you're going to have a chair from WCW, you got to prominently display that bitch when you walk into the house.
And I sat on that chair. That was the thing. That's what you do with it.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
No question. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a folding chair. And it's of no prominence. Right? Yeah. Like, it's not like anything that's going to resell that great.
That's
because
the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Why would you do that?
Joe, tell me this. When you got your chair, was it like when I got mine, where as you were leaving the arena, it was a ton of people trying to reenact what they had seen in the ring and smacking people in the head with their
That's why they give away the chair.
I once got a chair, but I gave it to a young kid because I was like, what am I going to do with this?
It's like catching a foul ball.
But I will tell you guys this. One of the things I do, and it's really bad, you're going to laugh at me. It's not. I don't have a belt or any of that stuff, but I do buy this. I keep the souvenir cups. You know, with like all
nothing wrong
but
with
that's
that.
Functional. I mean, that's and
no,
that's
but it's
not
also
a chair.
A collectible.
Right? It's not at least a foul ball you can carry out in your pocket. I mean,
Joe, you're saying you collect something? How dare you?
when I every WrestleMania I've been to, I've got the souvenir cup.
Have any belt. You're a poser.
I don't have any belt.
What a poser! I mean,
obviously, if you like something, collecting merchandise from it goes hand in hand. But I don't even think it's a big deal if you have the chair. But if you're looking to resell something, the chair is not something that's going to, because there's a lot of them at every event, and no one's sat in it of any importance. So it's just like, yeah, I want a chair that some dude sat in at some wrestling event. So I don't think the nostalgia factor is huge for those things.
We will find out. I am right now on eBay trying to find WWE chair.
Remember what people are asking has nothing to do with what people are willing to pay.
There's a way to find sold, right? Because what they're asking is $150. I've got the WWE folding chair for Punishment 2011.
There's no way.
Oh, boy.
Like, if they would have given me my chair from WrestleMania 3, I could probably get like $1,000 for it.
See, that was because that
but that's
was
a seminal
titanic.
Event.
Yes.
But they do this chair thing at all the events now. So there's, unless something like crazy happened, and I can't think of one because I would know about it, then if I don't know about the wrestling event, then I don't think that it would be worth $1,000. You might be able to buy one for $50 plus, you know, $30 shipping. Because that guy's to get to UPS has to get involved in that thing.
There's one that's got bids on it, and it goes for $260. And that is the WrestleMania 32 ringside chair, 2016, the AT&T Stadium, which I believe you went to.
That was the one all the guys went. I couldn't go that year. But I will say this, though. There was an announcement. So this year it'll be in Tampa Bay again. It'll be a two-night spectacle, but next year Dallas, the following year Hollywood. And they think there's going to be fans, so I'm already getting my tickets ready for Dallas.
There you go.
Oh, there's going to be
fans.
There's
not going to be fans in Tampa this year?
There's going to be some, but I'd be judged if I went this year. I'm not going.
What do you care?
I don't want to get judged.
I'm going to Florida in February. I don't care.
But at least you're going to Florida. Like, I go to that event, and it's like, you know.
All right.
You guys will never let me in studio again.
All right. Well, this is interesting. We have the Bankroll Boys in studio, and you have odds where Deshaun Watson will play in 2021. And it seems that black athletes have gotten involved in this. And explain your angle, because we all know about Richard Sherman and him saying that Deshaun Watson should go to New York. What are you hearing, Joe Murray? Go ahead.
Well, Dan, I was going to tell you, our buddy Incarcerated Bob.
Yes.
He's all over this.
Yep.
He's been about this for a while, I think even before the season ended, but he thinks that Kevin Durant and James Harden, according to Deshaun Watson, to New York.
It's not just him. There's a few local Houston media guys who are working radio and everything, and they've been saying the same thing, spitting that out there, too. Especially James Harden has been involved.
Yeah, it seems that black athletes, that there is a coalition of black athletes that want Deshaun Watson playing in New York. I don't know if obviously the Richard Sherman is the Saleh connection. And then you have the James Harden, Kevin Durant thing. And so very interesting. But the Jets are not the favorite. Obviously, Houston the favorite, then the Dolphins, then the Jets. The Jets certainly have enough to get them. It would be interesting. Do you guys, if you're the Jets, give up 4 first-round picks to get Deshaun Watson?
I give up everything.
Yeah, I mean,
I give up the farm would. To get Deshaun Watson.
I probably would. I think they don't have to, though.
It was 2 first-round picks for the safety of the Jets.
Oh, Jamal Adams.
Jamal Adams. So if that's 2 first-round picks, I have to imagine Deshaun Watson's 3.
Well, it's going to be the number 2 pick, I assume, yes. So which is essentially Fields or your choice of, quarterback, Fields, not yeah. Lawrence. Yeah, yeah, so it's going to be that and the Seattle pick.
Yeah.
So I think if you give up maybe another first and a second, I think you could probably find a deal with a really high first, 2 right. other firsts, and a second round pick. I think that seems like the...
For a franchise quarterback that's yep. already been proven? Yeah. Instead of just moving up and taking Wentz or Goff. Yeah, I would agree.
How long has it been since they've had a quarterback anywhere near Deshaun Watson, not counting Chad Pennington.
Joe Namath.
There is talk that if Deshaun Watson played for the Jets, he'd be the best athlete that ever played for the Jets.
Okay, well then, wouldn't you give up those picks? I mean, that seems absolutely reasonable
for a 25-year-old quarterback, yes.
I think they would. It also, I think Darnold might be in the mix, maybe.
Well, you recoup probably a second for Darnold or a third. So, if they got to move Darnold, then you don't have to move that second. So,
I was just going to say, make Darnold part of that deal and save a draft pick.
Yeah, but they might not want Darnold because they're drafting a quarterback.
Just to throw it in there, guys, if this deal happens, the Patriots will be the worst team in the East for years, year after year after year after year. The fact that Buffalo has their quarterback, Miami's on the rise, they can find another quarterback if Tua doesn't work out.
The Patriots will be in the basement, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, Buffalo, yes. The Jets, obviously, with Deshaun Watson, it's going to be a different story. And this coach, I guess, seems to be the cat's pajamas.
We don't know. But a lot of coaches have been the cat's pajamas. It turned out to suck.
No one thought Gase was going to be the cat's pajamas.
Well, Todd Bowles was supposed to be the cat's pajamas.
He was for a short period of time.
They had a good week last week. A
couple games.
Yeah. I said short. Yeah.
I find this interesting, and I just want to know if there's any kind of inside info going around, because I do find it hysterical that on all these Deshaun Watson lists that the Patriots are even mentioned, because to me, there's no road to get this guy. Like, there's nothing that they could give them to get it, yet he's hovering around the top 5, top 6 in every kind of Vegas thing that I see. Why is that? Is there any kind of road that I don't see?
Would he go?
It's not just you, Rich, has been saying this. I don't understand that argument. You have a guy, your personnel guy left the Patriots, is in Houston.
How bad
he has his guys here. What do you mean he doesn't? There's no one you guys want. Of course there's guys he's going to want from the Patriots roster. Those are his guys.
You think Caserio's first move as GM
would be to get
rid of their biggest star for
into his former team?
I don't, but I also think that if you have your guys on another team, who are you going to prefer? Your guys or some other teams?
Yeah, but who would he want?
But they're not, by and large, they're not his guys. Caserio has made a career of getting things ready and presenting recommendations to Bill Belichick, and then Bill makes the final call.
It's not an NFL trade. It doesn't seem like here's a bunch of players for a player. That's not how NFL trades
And who better
work.
To know that the Patriots roster is crap than the guy making the deal?
Yeah. Well, right, good except point. For the fact that they're his guys. So, again, I'm going to say the same thing. They have a bunch of young players who Houston would like. I mean, you're telling me that a team like Houston wouldn't want a corner like J.C. Jackson, wouldn't want a guy like Unwenu? I mean, you have a top 15 first-round pick. Everyone's saying, oh, no, there's no way. If Deshaun Watson says, I want to go to New England, he has no trade clause. It doesn't really matter where else, what else you guys want.
Listen, he says, I want to go to New England. 15 mediocre pieces don't equal one generational one.
Yeah. What generational talent are you getting at number 2?
Deshaun Watson, at least that's something you can sell to your fans.
That's true.
You can say, here's an exciting young player. We have the second pick, and we've got a first round pick.
You can't sell a defensive back, an offensive lineman, and the number 15
that's
pick.
That's fine, but it doesn't matter if he has a no trade clause. He dictates where he wants to go.
I understand, but the Patriots aren't going to be that team.
Well, also, they don't have to trade him. So
I would.
Well,
by the way,
no, Joe. But if he goes, I'm only going to New England, Well, then you go, well, yeah, all right, too bad.
The whole draft, I mean, the Patriots' best asset's Bill Belichick, right? I don't think the Patriots would, I don't think Bill Belichick's going to be the coach of the Texans.
No. But, would Deshaun Watson want to come to the Patriots, too?
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so
he'd want to, but I think it was in his
plans. I'd trade Bill Belichick for Deshaun Watson. No, you got to be honest.
No, you wouldn't. You just saw how Houston did with their coach in Deshaun Watson. He didn't make them that much better.
I back you on that one, actually.
Because Deshaun Watson, you could be your quarterback for 10 years. How much longer is Bill Belichick going to coach here?
That's fine.
On top of that, I mean, listen.
He loses kids.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's right. You lose some people off the staff. The defensive staff would take a big hit.
I would trade Bill Belichick for Deshaun Watson right now.
Property value in Nantucket would go down because there's not the A-listers.
That's a good point.
Watson doesn't make the team around him better. I mean, we've seen it, guys. I mean, elite quarterbacks make the playoffs every year, regardless of who the coach is, who the quarterback, you know, what else is around them, right? Every single year we see it, every single year. Well, how did Deshaun Watson do this year?
He was led the league in passing.
And he was his team was terrible. Yeah. And he at times was terrible.
How did Bill Belichick do without a quarterback?
That's fine, but if they didn't have Cam Newton, let's say they had Andy Dalton, do you think the team makes the playoffs?
No.
Yes.
I think they have a better record. I don't think they make the playoffs.
Okay, fine, but they go what, 9-7?
Yeah.
They were winning
records. Listen, this isn't a knock on Bill Belichick. I obviously think he's got the best coach.
We're just starting the pot. Yeah, it sounds good. I like it.
But what's more valuable, having the best coach in the league or having a generational quarterback who's young like Deshaun Watson for years?
This year it proved out that the coach is more important than the quarterback sometimes.
No, it didn't.
Ooh, I think that's the other way around, Dan, this year.
Bill O'Brien was the coach. How did he do with Deshaun Watson? The guy you guys are talking about right now.
I think the league in general, though, was quarterback. Bill,
hang on. Deshaun Watson had two different coaches, and one wasn't even a real coach. So you can't use that argument.
Why does it matter?
The best coach in the world couldn't do anything with Cam Newton and that offense.
He was the worst quarterback in the league. He couldn't throw the ball 5 yards downfield.
That's true. Absolutely.
Okay, so the guy you're talking about right now with no coach won less games than the guy who couldn't throw 5 yards.
He's also the GM who brought in Cam Newton and tried to win games with him.
That's
so
fine.
You want to take away some value, you can do it that way as well.
That's fine. Deshaun Watson won less games than the guy who couldn't throw 5 yards downfield.
Yeah, but they beat you, though.
That's fine, but they still won less games. I mean, again, that's my point. Like,
we don't know how long Belichick's going to be here, and if you can get Deshaun Watson, I mean, this is a dumb conversation because it's not going to happen. But you know, why the hell not? That's what we do. I mean, if you could have Deshaun Watson for up to 10 years, I mean, you can't pass on that. You would give up Bill Belichick for that.
Can you imagine if Houston ended up with Belichick and then they were spending $50 million on their GM and coach every year,
and then Easterby would get fired instantly?
Who knows what Easterby's getting paid? Easterby's probably making $100 million a year.
That owner? I wouldn't
know. Well, he sold to McNair Magic Beans.
That's right.
Why would Easterby get fired? Wasn't he part of the organization?
Well, yet? I was saying, well.
And now he was taking shots of Kraft, not Bill. No.
Bill's a saint. Bill's a saint. All right. Well, I mean, he's living in sin, but, you know, what are we going to do about that? All right. We have in the Bankroll Boys. We'll get to the championship games. And we can talk about the McGregor thing as well. We'll have that for you in just a moment.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Like Jenga trying to figure out what mics to turn on. I got it, I think. Yeah. No. Yeah. All right. I got it. You and I working in unison, Dan.
I got your back.
Thank you. It's very difficult. Very difficult. 98.5 The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. You can watch all the gangs here. Four dudes just co-maxing. Twitch.tv. You can subscribe to 98.5 The Sports Hub. You can get the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Stream our show, listen to our podcast. Also listen to the Over and Under 98.5 podcast. Apparently, Rich, there's a merch store on the 98.5 The Sports Hub website.
I like that they're doing that. I kind of wish we had a little more input, and that's probably more on us.
I also like to make a little bit of dinero, a little bit of cheddar, a little bit of cake. Mm. I guess there's a John Wallach Christmas ornament, and if I'm John Wallach, I'm saying that's my likeness, baby.
I was just
going to
say, I get no part of that whatsoever.
Yeah, you don't own my face. Like,
I like anything that goes out there that promotes the show. That's great, and as I said, it's more
one thing if you're handing it out for free. If you're asking for money for it, it should be a little bit of cake and Johnny W. pocket. If you want to argue against
contracts.
Huh?
I'll have to check our contracts and see if we signed away our rights to stuff like that. I'm not quite sure
That they can sell our image
if it's
for a business transaction.
Possibly they may own
Chris
some
Weber
sort of rights to that.
Back in the day,
I understand like stuff that's said from the show. I mean, t-shirts that say steak and eggs, that's one thing, but your picture,
your likeness,
different.
Own your likeness?
The face would be a little weird, but...
Listen, Rich is a company man, John. He doesn't want you to get paid, bottom line.
I don't even care about the money. I just want to be able to choose what gets out there. Like that part, and that's on me, because they're doing everything
that's
they can.
That's his fault, man. That's your fault.
I want high-quality merch. Right.
Mm. Well, at least you guys got merch, you know?
Yeah. Well, the Bankroll Boys want their merch. They want some merch.
We had to buy our own shirts.
And they're nice shirts. I've seen pictures.
I like the Hey Guys Hey shirts.
That was all Joe.
Yeah. Yep. I like our shirt. The ones I got up there are good. So I guess I don't have too much of a problem with that.
Steak and eggs, boys.
All right. Bankroll Boys. All right. Here's the deal. AFC, NFC championship games. I have to gamble on this stuff because I really don't care. There is nothing in me that cares at all about either of these games emotionally.
The Bills, that's the only one that I'm really like invested in. I want to see the Bills win that game.
All right.
The Chiefs, you know, whatever. I hate Kelce so much that I actually don't want to see the Chiefs win. It was good last year because I liked Andy Reid, but Kelce's such a douche. So I kind of want the Bills, and also just to see what kind of chaos happens in Buffalo afterwards. So that's the only one. The other one, I hate Aaron Rodgers too, but I hate Antonio Brown. So that one's kind of just like you're rooting for Bane to show up and kind of do that whole thing that he did to the Pittsburgh Stadium in the Batman movie. Just have them all just go away. So,
Okay. So the AFC NFC championship games, if I was to wager, if I was a man who wanted to wager and I wanted Joe to actually to put in my bet and so I didn't feel guilty if I hit too much and Joe has to go out of pocket, what am I looking at with these two games?
Well,
you got, Joe, I'll say this to you. You got historic evidence all over the place here.
Well, yes. And I also think we should just keep it easy and go square. I think we're going to get a State Farm Super Bowl. So what I would do here is this. Forget about the games. Just bet about what you think the possible matchup could be. So if you go Packers Chiefs, which I think it's going to be, it's plus 140. So you put $1,000 on, you win $1,140.
Okay.
So that's what I. But there's other odds. If you like Bucks Bills, plus 450. So you can interchange any of those. That's the way I would go. But for the most part, guys, this weekend, the minus three spreads. I mean, I think that the Chiefs have yet to cover a spread in 10 games. Can they cover 3 points against Buffalo? I think they'd have to. But at the same time, like, I don't, the Mahomes thing, I think, is not a thing.
Why put a spread up there? If you know Patrick Mahomes has a concussion, and Vegas did during the game, why put up a spread right away before you know whether Mahomes is available?
It was 4.5, went to 3.
Okay, but why put it up there to begin with? I don't understand.
I think they had to settle.
Well, why would you? Because you want the action. And if Mahomes is going to play, you're going to get a ton of action on Kansas City, especially at 3. So you want the early action on Buffalo so that you can basically even it out over time with Kansas City.
Like, it moved a point and a half already.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Okay. I mean, it opened as like a pick'em, I think. At least it did in Rhode Island.
Oh, really?
It opened as a pick'em.
Whoa. Oh, I did not see that.
Yeah, so there are a few books that were opening, you know, at different lines, and it shut up to 4.5. The assumption is that Mahomes, I guess, based upon the line, is above 55% to play. That's the concept of the line.
All right, so what's the where are you putting money this weekend? If you had to choose one bet on these championship games, where are you putting money?
So I did the players card this week. If you look at both of the last matchups, Tampa Bay destroyed Green Bay. And it stayed under the total. The total, I believe, now is, what, 53?
51.
And the 51. And then in the Bills game against the Chiefs, it was 26-17. So both those games stayed under the current totals. I think the games go over this time.
Ooh.
I feel that about the NFC game. 51 seems fairly low for Brady versus Rodgers.
Even with the weather?
Yeah, see, I feel the opposite. I'm dead zone.
There we go. Now we're talking.
Yeah, no, I will say this.
That's why you're the expert.
No, yeah. No, I'll say this. I've been nailing the sides. Dan's been nailing the totals.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went 4-0 last week on sides.
Because it's supposed to snow earlier that day, and the temperatures.
Yeah, but that's Brady and Rodgers, two guys who have success in the snow. So, I mean, I don't understand, if that's a big hindrance, why do you go under?
Running game? I don't know.
Well, I mean, look at Tampa's offense. Were they the reason they won last week? No. It was Tampa's defense and Drew Brees.
Yeah, short field.
Costly turnovers. Jared Cook with the fumble. As Fred just said, short field. You're going to go on the assumption that that is not going to be a continuation this week, that there's going to be some regression to the mean there. Rodgers and the Packers will probably end up, you know, scoring a little bit. But the Brady and the Bucs offense, to me, in the last 2 weeks, has not been impressive. I mean, I know they put up a ton of points against Washington, but, I mean, they were missing Chase Young for half the game. They're facing a four-string quarterback. There's a lot of things to look at Tampa and say they're not really that impressive right now. I thought Drew Brees was terrible.
I think what's been impressive about their offense is when there have been turnovers, they have converted.
Yes,
I agree. And that's what's been impressive. Brady's drives last... Brady wasn't great, but, hey, 3 turnovers, 3 touchdowns.
Did his job.
And that's what I'm saying. In these type of games, that's what you need. And listen, Rodgers hasn't been great in this spot, but he's never been able to play at home. I'm rooting for the Bucs. I want to see, like, Gronk and Brady... Like at the Super Bowl, at being asked questions about the Patriots.
It'd be funny. Yeah,
I want that. I'm rooting for that. Everything has been bad for the Patriots this playoffs, and I want it to continue so it motivates them. I really do. But to me, if I'm betting my money on it, I think the Chiefs and the Packers were the two best teams this year, and I'm going square. I didn't go square in the national championship, so I'm going square. I got Packers and Chiefs, but I don't know who's going to win that game if it happens.
I'm going under in the first game and over in the second game, assuming Mahomes plays. I would play it now because if Mahomes plays, the total's going to go up to 56, 57. It's 54, 53.5 right now. It's essentially you can correlate the parlay if you want. Mahomes plays, the Chiefs line's going to go up and the total's going to go up. If he doesn't play, the game's likely going under and Buffalo likely wins. So if you want to do a correlated parlay of like Buffalo and an under, it's not a common practice to parlay anything. It's not profitable, but in these certain type of situations where you're going to get a, you know, quarterback who either is in or out will probably correlate the results of the game. There are a few times every now and again where correlated parlays are profitable. This is one of those times. I wouldn't mind looking into Buffalo in the under and Mahomes in the over.
Correlated parlay action.
Best teaser teams in the league too. Buffalo number one. I think Packers were number two.
What's a teaser team? What
do you mean? Teasers. So like 6 points either way. So if you
the lady just showed a little leg.
So if you tease Buffalo up to 9 points, I think they only lost one game against the Tees.
Yeah, they're big on edge. That's true.
I just a couple of other things I wanted to throw out there, guys. Last night, I did think there was a wrangle in the Celtics game. I had no action on the game. I didn't. But did you see? Do you know Marcus Smart went after the game, brought the box score?
Yes, we
played the clip.
You mean to tell me that he didn't think there was a little something going on there too?
He and Embiid have a history, though. That's the other part.
Yeah,
of it.
Yeah. After watching the game, and I watched, I guess, most of it. The fouls they were calling on the Celtics weren't egregious. I mean, there were a couple that you're like, all right, well, stars get that call, but Embiid's a star. I didn't think there was any shenanigans. I just think the Celtics are wildly undisciplined on defense. So as much as those numbers do stand out and they do look ridiculous and lopsided, while watching it, I didn't really see.
I thought it helped to get over the total. I mean, it went 9 points over the total.
Yeah, I mean,
it just,
yeah. Oh, well, if it's a total thing, okay, maybe you give Embiid a couple of those extra ones that, you know. Maybe. It didn't seem like it while watching.
They don't have anyone, and Wallach and I argue this off air. They have no one who can guard Embiid. And Tristan Thompson is not the answer. I hate Tristan Thompson.
Tristan Thompson is the worst defensive player the Celtics have.
No, I don't think he's the worst defensive player they have. I think that he is going to ultimately be worthless to you this year. I think he's close enough.
Hey, listen, he wasn't good against Embiid, and that's one of the reasons they brought him in, for guys like Adebayo and Embiid.
And Embiid
he was tested and it didn't work.
Every shot he took from the lane, real difficult ones too. Nothing like a great player being on his game, making him unstoppable. I think that was part of it last night.
He just hasn't been good this year. Thompson hasn't been good this year. He was wildly overrated coming into the season, and it's gonna show.
He's the difference. He's a 6'9 big man, baby, who can't shoot threes. He's gonna make all the difference in the world. Just wait.
Yep,
he's what everyone's after.
And by the way, I love the Nets. Don't care what anyone says. I'm taking them to win the East right now, and I might put a little dabble in the championship.
Scooby Doo, ba ba da ba boo. You heard it here first.
And Bruins unders. Get on it now.
Get on it when the getting's good. We'll talk to DeBrusque about that.
Get on it now.
Let's see over under on DeBrusque so I can pound that.
Oh. Actually, DraftKings has that. I'll look that.
DraftKings
over under is 15 under.
And finally, I came up with a degenerate special. I don't know if you have anything, Dan. You can bet this on DraftKings. So we're going cricket. I haven't gone cricket in a long time.
Hey.
Oh, you're going to get accused of stealing stuff again.
It's all international test cricket.
You're saying this is
Rich,
Dale Arnold?
Well, I don't know. But
just saying, warning.
Rich, we have
warning.
Two games.
We'll find out in about three hours.
My mouth is watering.
We have two games. We have Sri Lanka versus England, and then we have Pakistan versus South Africa.
Throw out the records there.
So I was thinking of maybe going Sri Lanka as a dog of plus 115. I don't have my.
What's the spread?
Well, England's minus 150. Okay. So I don't know. Like, are the English good at cricket? Dan, do you have any insight on this?
No.
This is
worse than Korean soccer.
What about Pakistanis? Are they any good at cricket?
Give me the mascots. I got to go judge by the Sri Lankan mascot.
The Pakistani what?
I don't know.
All right. I don't know. But you know what? Listen, I haven't bet in so long. I'm still 100 in the hole to you, so let's just double the hole.
We're taking a real chance here because we're going against the favorite here.
Let's take the dog. Are we going Sri Lanka?
Sri Lanka plus 115.
All right. When's
the match start?
It's at 11:30 p.m.
Okay. By tomorrow morning, we'll have an answer.
Are you sure it's going to be like 6 days long? These cricket matches go for weeks.
Is that right?
Okay. And
that means it'll end during our show.
During our
show, it'll end, which will be perfect.
Right? So again, I have no insight. Okay. I just thought Sri Lanka sounded really cool to go.
I put 100 on it then.
Reminded me of Street Fighter.
All right.
I would like to go 200 on the 200 on the under on the NFC game, and then 500 for the square play for the Super Bowl.
I hate betting the under. Like, I was thinking about doing that, too, because I know Lifshatz is so into it, but there's just something.
Well, I'll do it. I'll ride Lifshatz, 200 on the under, and then I'll put 500 on the old square player roo for the
That's
Super
a 1,000
Bowl.
For Fred on the under.
So really?
Put that down. It is.
By the way, I just a little college basketball note. I have heard that there's going to be a good amount of players missing for the Stanford college basketball team today against USC. The line opened at 1. It's already at 5. It's moving heavily. I believe that Stanford may be having some college basketball issues with their team, including their lottery pick.
Ooh. Interesting.
So all right. I would avoid futures on them, and if you want to maybe take a little gamble on USC today.
Hey.
Small shot.
There you go. I put 100 on USC.
Yeah,
well,
and go Conor McGregor this week. I know Poirier has been 10-2 since the last time he faced him, but I think – I would go over, but I think McGregor wins the fight, and then he fights Pacquiao next.
All right. Very good. Pacquiao is still alive, ladies and gentlemen. That is true. All right. We'll be back in just a moment.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Be honest, wouldn't you like to play more golf this year? As the State Golf Association for Massachusetts, Mass Golf is ready to help, and they want you to become a member. By joining, you'll automatically get a handicap index from the USGA, access to play exclusive private clubs through Mass Golf events, and a bundle of additional benefits. Best of all, it costs just $55 to join. Visit massgolf.org and make today a golf day.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.